Tefillah for Life, Shir number 113, Tuesday, Parshas Miketz. We are explaining the bracha of Matir Asurim, that we are referring to the fact that we are able to move our hands and feet in the morning. And the default should be that a person should chas v'shalom have to remain in bed. And when a person wakes up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases him from his bondage and allows him to sit up in bed. And we explain that the purpose of this bracha is to view this properly and not think that a person gets up naturally by himself, but rather every single morning HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates the koyach of Matir Asurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases someone from his bonds every morning. And when we internalize this and we realize it, we bring the power of Matir Asurim to the world in other areas. For example, a person, the Rachmana Litzlan, cannot move his hands and feet. When we realize it and we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to be Matir Asurim, we are Zeicha to bring Yeshuas to the entire world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should Amir Tzashem be Matir Asurim. And the truth is, it goes much further than that. There are people that are unfortunately real Asurim. Either they are physically in jail, chas v'shalom, or there are people that are in emotional jails. They are locked up in their emotions and they can't pull themselves out of it. And there are people that are unfortunately locked up in situations, in relationships, that they can't get out of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Matir Asurim. He has the ability to take everybody out from their bondage, from whatever situation it is, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whatever the situation is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to take the person out. And it's up to us to operate that ability. HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates in the world according to our realization that the power exists. When we realize each morning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir Asurim and we stop for a moment to internalize it, we bring the power of Matir Asurim to the world. And the Arizal adds to this. He says a phenomenal thing. He says there are many neshamas that are locked up, unfortunately, in the world that we can't see and we don't understand. And when a person says Matir Asurim, he releases those neshamas. And the reason is, like we've explained, because all tsaros in this world come from a hester panim, come from the fact that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu openly in the world. And when we get up in the morning and we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Matir Asurim, and there is no one that is locked up that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take out, then we are zeicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir Asurim. Then we reveal the ability of Hashem Matir Asurim. And that is another thing we should keep in mind when we say this bracha. Our appreciation for something that seems so mundane, like sitting up in bed, can cause somebody else, Emir Tzashem, to have a Yeshua. With just a small realization and a little bit of effort.